election went under because people didn't believe that you need these monies to make sure that we counter Coke. This is your moment. 877-500-KBOO.
Thank you, Greg. We love you. Have a great day. This has been Joanne Hardesty. Thank you, Steve. See you next week. Same place, same station. Have a great day.
Good morning from KBOO Portland, a minute before 9 o'clock, and coming up on your Thursday morning in a half hour, join us for Fight the Empire. Today, host Per Fogering interviews author and researcher Richard Heinberg about his new book, Afterburn, Society Beyond Fossil Fuels. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, Flashpoints features another installment of the battle for public education in the 21st century, and we hear Nora Barrows Friedman with her weekly podcast on Occupied Palestine. At 11 on Between the Covers, we speak with the founder of the Between the Covers program, Sharon Wood Wortman, aka The Bridge Lady, about her new book, The Big and Awesome Bridges of Portland and Vancouver. That's all coming up right after Teresa Mitchell hosting Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. Stick around, that's next on KBOO.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Multnomah County. With marriage equality, same-sex couples have new issues to consider, and you may qualify for additional Social Security and Medicare benefits. You can learn about your rights and how to avoid scams at the May 9th workshop, 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. at Friendly House. Registration at eventbrite.com by typing LGBT Portland or at 503-224-2640.
Good morning, Jim Crow Police State. This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know. Well, President Barack Obama is in town. He's here to highlight pushing through Fast Track and the TPP, Anti-Sovereignty Trade Authority. He wants that Fast Track because the whole thing's been secret all along. And the reason it's been secret all along is because it's a disgusting ripoff of popular sovereignty. TPP means that when you pass a law, when we pass a law that restricts corporations when they want to pollute and they want to degrade labor and do all the things that corporations do since they are, you know, that sort of totalitarian structure, they have a secret court which can say, no, you can't have that law anymore, and just they can just reverse it. No democracy, no laws, just corporate rule. That's what the TPP is about. And that's what Obama is about, frankly. From WikiLeaks, the TPP investment chapter is classified and supposed to be kept secret for 4 years after the entry into the force of the TPP agreement, or if no agreement is reached, for 4 years from the close of negotiations. Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks editor, said the TPP has developed in secret an unaccountable supranational court for multinationals to sue states, including the United States. This system is a challenge to parliamentary and judicial sovereignty. Similar tribunals have already been shown to chill the adoption of sane environmental protection, public health, and public transport policies. So, Obama's here. Traffic is clogged up. That's downtown. I'd like to dedicate this edition of Press Watch to Carl Jensen. Carl Jensen, founder of Project Censored, and a frequent guest on this and other KBOO programs, has died April 23rd due to complications from Parkinson's disease and Lewy body dementia. At the age of 85, he truly left his mark on dissent in the United States, and he will be missed. I particularly appreciated his and Project Censored's imprimatur of academic research on a long effort to expose corporate-owned media for what it is, an advanced form of mind and population control and the enemy of truth and democracy. Carl Jensen, well done, well and faithfully done. Rest in peace. It's Membership Drive here at KBOO. Number call 877-500-5266. Tune into the corporate-owned news if your stomach is feeling strong enough for it. And listen to our war hero, Secretary of State John Kerry, gas away about how very much he cares about you many civilians.
The situation is getting more dire by the day, he says,
so I presume he has decided to grant more Yemenis the peace of the grave with massive U.S. sales of cluster bombs, jets, satellite logistics, and everything else the Saudis need to achieve their goal of stopping that pesky Yemen population from existing. 877-500-5266. Get yourself an audio flash drive. Get yourself a hoodie. Call us, 877-500-5266. I've personally observed very long Bakken crude oil trains, bomb trains, parked in the rail yards over this past week along Highway 30 on the north side of Portland. Tuesday, I observed a train with dozens upon dozens of crude oil tankers moving west with a 7-engine powertrain. As you probably know, railroad engineers always attach the minimum number of engines, so a 7-engine train is truly gigantic. I couldn't see the end of it. These trains have the capacity to wipe out whole neighborhoods. And they're here. 877-500-5266, kb.fm, 877-500-5266. I need you to get your feet wet, and I need you to join KBOO, because this is where the dissent happens. This is where we bring together the news and analysis. Sure, we've got the web these days, and if you're good at it, you can find your own news stories. But here at KBOO, we've got our own news department, and we develop local stories. And we have an award-winning news director, and we have wonderful public affairs directors, and we bring it to you, and well, you know. And this is our funding model. Does not depend on the government. Matter of fact, we don't get diddly from the government. We don't get money from corporations. No, like some other stations that come to you and say, give us money. We depend primarily on your money. And the number to call, 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. I'm joined now by Membership Central, and Lynn is here. Good morning,
yes,
Lynn.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, Teresa. Thanks for all your work. And we are here this morning to, of course, listen to all the news you're not supposed to know from Teresa Mitchell. But we are also here to contribute to the running and the maintaining. If we could do this just with oxygen, well, we'd probably have to pay for that too, wouldn't we, T?
things keep going the way they're going,
anymore,
sure.
So, yeah, right. We would do that, but we need money for growth. We need to be setting up more internet and social media and electricity and maintenance on the building, and certainly all the programmers do this for the love. Really, people really love what they're doing because we love cable, and we also love knowing what's going on and not being bamboozled all the stinking time by the corporate media. So one of the great ways you can do that is to call 877-500-5266. That is 877 877- 800-500-5266. For the love of Teresa, for the love of KBOO, for the love of information, you could donate like a dollar or one, not a dollar, 1 hour of your wages each month. Or you can start out with little baby steps. We love to have new members, $5 a month. Get an EFT going. Those are a really great way to sustain us. So we have money coming in every month that we know about. So we can do the training we do. So we can keep the lights on, as I said. So we can keep things rolling here. We've got repairs to do. This station runs 24/7, and it takes a little maintenance because a lot of people use it, don't you think, babe?
I think so, Lynn, and... you know, part of our model is the fact that we're just cheap. I mean, we've got around a dozen staff and 500 volunteers. We've got the same phone system that came with this building, which, by the way, we've paid off. We don't have big expenses for a radio station. We do pretty well with just a little bit of money, and that's why everybody needs to call in 877-500-5266. And
call now, 877-500-5266, or go to kboo.fm. Either one is just peachy.
Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome, on with your fabulous news.
All right, then. And by the way, if you like getting the... I've noticed that a lot of people are like me, like getting the audio information in from a radio... I prefer to use an actual radio as opposed to streaming it, because why should you pay that expensive little snitch in your pocket to run everything digitally when you can just get a plain old ordinary radio and have it in the background when you're surfing the web? It's a great way to listen to radio, and I think increasingly it's the way that KBOO is listened to. But of course, we also archive our programs, and so we are KBOO.FM, and you can join us there, and you're many of you have joined us on kboo.fm, and if you will just click the tip jar. And if you're listening right now, then I encourage you to call 877-500-5266. We have an audio flash drive that we would like to give you. And as I was saying, that's a handy way to do your work or your pleasure or your research and listen to pertinent things just rolling right past you on the audio flash drive. You can get that by calling us 877-500-5266. I've come to think of $10 a month as sort of a basic amount to join KBOO with, and that can be taken out of your bank account painlessly every month by calling 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. Back to news from Henry Nyman, writing in Recombinomics. He warns of the increasing prevalence of bird flu in, not in the population, human population, but in commercial and backyard farms. He writes, in addition to false negatives associated with highly suspect testing, the absence of positives due to an absence of testing has been used to claim that the H5N2 virus had jumped from the northwest United States to the Midwest, or was hopscotching around the U.S., terminally inconsistent, he says, with wild bird spread. Moreover, he complains, the delayed testing in the Midwest was also used to note that positives in wild birds in the Midwest were lower than the numbers generated through enhanced surveillance of the Pacific Flyway during the hunting season. And skipping ahead on what he says, the failure to detect Fujian H5N2 influenza in wild birds in Minnesota, coupled with the confusion over the relationship between the three Fujian H5 serotypes of the parental H5N1 bird flu strain that has been killing humans in China since 2005, increases the likelihood of human cases. So, warning from Henry Nyman, writing in Recombinomics.com. Number to call, 877-500-5266. Have you got it in you? If you've got work, then we still have that minimum $5 a month membership, and that can get you a book or a t-shirt, and I think you will be glad that you have joined. 877-500-5266. For everyone who has, you know, decent paying work, I would like to suggest that you pledge $10 a month or more. I pledge $25 a month, which is very close to my monthly wage, my hourly wage. And that's a living wage for me, so I'm getting by just fine on that. So I give $25 a month, and I do have one of the lovely thick black hoodies with the transmitter design on it, and the red star looks great and has been very, very popular. You can get that by calling us. And that is, I believe that is $20 a month, 877-552-66, 877-552-66. I need you to call KBOO right now because this is The Drive. We're not going to be doing it for very long. And we need to raise as much money as quickly as we can. And as I said before, not all that much money for a radio station, but this is how it works. And it's worked so well for low these 40 plus years. You know, we're going to be coming up, can you believe it, on our 50th anniversary in 2018. Wow, that's going to be a party. Have you joined? Are you a member of KBOO? Can you up your pledge a little bit? Call us 877-500-KBOO, 877-552-66 right now, and that's you. The Ebola virus can live on surfaces in hospitals for nearly 2 weeks. Yeah, remember how you heard that the Ebola virus would just pretty much perish the instant it was exposed to air? Well, not so. And that was kind of obvious over the last year, but according to LiveScience.com, the Ebola virus can live on surfaces in hospitals for nearly 2 weeks. According to a new study, researchers tested how long the Ebola virus could survive on plastic, stainless steel, and Tyvek, a material used in Ebola suits. The researchers also simulated different environmental conditions, including a climate-controlled hospital at 70 degrees Fahrenheit and 40% humidity, and typical environment of West Africa at 80 degrees Fahrenheit and 80% humidity. In general, the virus survived on surfaces for a longer time when in the climate-controlled conditions than in the West African environment. The study found under hospital-like conditions, the virus lived for 11 days on Tyvek, 8 days on plastic, 4 days on stainless steel. The longest the virus was able to survive in the tropical conditions of the West African environment was 3 days on Tyvek. Number to call, 877-500-5266. As I was saying before, President Obama is in town promoting the anti-freedom TPP. And I imagine that if this town reacts as it usually does, there will be protests going on right now and on through the next day. And after today, then he'll be going to Nike, famous in Oregon for getting its multi-year super tax break under a special legislative session called by ex-Governor Kitzhaber. Nike, whose model has always been to exploit the living hell out of workers overseas, bring the money back home, give it to very rich people, and screw everyone as much as humanly possible. Yep. That's where he's going. From the number to call, 877-500-5266, Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Brad Sherman introduced this week a bill designed to make sure that financial institutions that have become so supersized that they threaten the public good are broken up before they further destroy the global economy. This is from Truthdig, and they point out that it's not just a very real threat, but an ongoing reality since the Great Recession took hold in 2008, and I'll have more on that in a few minutes. I do believe that we are very much in danger of a severe stock crash. Don't know exactly when, but if I have time, I'll get to the details. Number to call, 877-500-5266. The enormous concentration of ownership within the financial sector is hurting the middle class and damaging the economy by limiting choices and raising prices for consumers and small businesses. That's a quote from Senator Bernie Sanders. He writes, today, just six huge financial institutions have assets of nearly $10 trillion, which is equal to nearly 60% of gross domestic product. Incredible, huh? And he writes, these huge banks handle more than two-thirds of all credit card purchases, right over 35% of the mortgages, and control nearly half of all bank deposits in this country. If the American people are wondering why tens of millions of Americans are being charged interest rates of more than 20% on their credit cards, while big banks can receive virtually zero interest loans from the Federal Reserve, the lack of competition in the banking industry is a major reason for that. And Sanders writes, if Teddy Roosevelt were alive today, do you know what he would say? He would say, break him up, and he would be right. And speaking for myself, he said a lot of things. And I don't think of Teddy Roosevelt as a hero. I think of him as a racist, but it's true. Teddy Roosevelt was into that particular type of enforcing capitalism, and it would be a break, wouldn't it? But returning to what Bernie Sanders says, that's exactly why we're here today. The bill that I am introducing today with Congressman Brad Sherman would require regulators at the Financial Stability Oversight Council to establish a too-big-to-fail list of financial institutions and other huge entities whose failure would pose a catastrophic risk on the United States economy without a taxpayer bailout. This list must include, but is not limited to, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, and Morgan Stanley. End quote. Number call 877-552-6666, 877-552-6666. I do press watch because, as I was saying, anyone can research news stories these days. But I've been doing this for nigh on to 30 years. And I've developed a certain attitude and a certain analysis, and I am pleased to be able to go on the air once a week on KBOO Portland Community Radio and share that with you. And I do hope that it helps in some way, and I also hope that my attitude helps break through the passivity and the despair that has been imposed on Americans and on the world by the corporate-owned Pentagon megastate. 877-552-66 is your way of joining KBOO. And I'm joined now by Membership Central, and Lynn is here. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Teresa. You know, there's Mother's Day is coming up. Of course, this was a holiday made as an anti-war effort from women, but a mom has called to say that she wants to get some KBOO premiums for Mother's Day this weekend, so her kids had better call. I will just take that to all of you out there with moms. It's a mom threat. It's something to do. So you've got to be calling 877-500-5266. Right now we've got audio flash drives, which are going to be just jam-packed with 4 gigs of all sorts of stuff from this year and last year on the station. That's a really good one. We've got books. But most of all, you will be becoming a member, and you will keep things. I've been reading a book that Ani and I for Positively Revolting are doing tomorrow called Coming Back to Life. And one of the things the woman talks about is greed, the things that capitalism brings us, greed, aggression, and delusion. And Teresa Mitchell tries every week to break through those barriers of what is going on. Those are three things that capitalism is just part of, A.T., and part of that, a part of what we do to combat the misinformation here on, especially on news and public affairs at KBOO, is break through those walls. So if that is something that has meaning to you in your life, it certainly does in mine, it certainly does in Teresa's, give us a call at 877-500-5266 and put your money where your ears are.
We have KBOO mugs, don't we?
Oh, we've got everything. Ask the callers.
We got KBOO
t-shirts. They'll tell you everything we've got.
Yeah, even if you get in at the very minimum level, at like you've never done it before, and you know, you just, your job isn't pumping it all that much, but you want to be a part of KBOO, you can be a voting member for just $5 a month. We can take it out of your bank account. 877-552-66 gets you a mug or a t-shirt. Now, if you would like to get the hoodie, call us up. These are $240 hoodies, which is a hell of a lot and too much to pay for a damn hoodie, but it's a wonderful way to support the station.
It is. And I can't tell you how many people have called this morning. Marin from Portland, Casey from Portland, Justin from Beaverton, Sheila from Portland, Denise from Portland, Franco from Portland. Maria called and gave us a great big donation because she likes the work that's being done about surveillance, that we're talking to her about surveillance here at KBOO. You too can be one of the proud, one of the many. KBOO, dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm. All those are easy peasy ways to do it, and you'll feel better. You'll really feel better when you do. Right, Teresa?
Right on, and thank you very much, Lynn. And if you want to keep the mic on, sure. We have, what, another 6-7 minutes
something
left?
Something like that.
Need to raise the rest of that $1,000, and I want you, yes you, KBOO listener, fighter for freedom, to call in 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. Get a t-shirt, get the audio flash drive, or just get some cash to us, because we just need a little bit, and then we can just roll and roll.
Yep.
And I believe that we do have an effect. As a matter of fact, I know that when speakers like Noam Chomsky or Michael Prindy come into town, they comment. They can tell there's a community radio station here because people ask more informed questions. Socialist City Council member Kshama Sawant was arrested earlier this year during a protest for a living wage in Seattle. A SeaTac city judge abruptly dismissed disorderly conduct charges against Seattle City Councilwoman Kshama Sawant and two other defendants last Friday, saying police, not protesters, blocked traffic during a demonstration over wages. Seattle Times reports, and this is from Truth Dig, the defense didn't need to call witnesses, and the jury didn't deliberate because Judge Ann Danielli terminated the trial moments after prosecutors rested their case. Danielli agreed with a defense lawyer who argued the prosecutors have failed to present sufficient evidence that Sawant, the Reverend John Helmier, and airport worker Socrates Bravo engaged in disorderly conduct by intentionally blocking traffic. Testimony from police officers showed that it was police who blocked traffic on International Boulevard in the moments before Sawant, Helmier, and Bravo were arrested, the judge said. And I bring that up because there is so much to be said about the criminalization and the direct punishment of dissent. And I can see from the time remaining, I'm not going to have much time to say much about it. But I'll have more time if I can hear that phone ringing. You know, when you hear the phone ringing on KBOO, it's not a recording. It's actually the phone ringing. And it's delayed a bit because we have the delay going so we can obey FCC rules. But you can call right now, 877-500-5266. And a few seconds later, what is it, 26 seconds later or something like that, you'll hear the phone ring. Excuse me, on the air.
But to you, it will be just at time.
Well, those darn corporate viruses. No, I can't blame corporations for this. 877-500-KBOOM. This is the time to join. We've got another 5, maybe 4 minutes left for you to call in during this program. Now, I was talking about imminent crash, and that's because I'm seeing that things are getting so crazy in the stock market. There's an article in counterpunch.org by Mike Whitney, who's just an excellent writer. And he's pointing out that companies in the Standard & Poor's 500 index really love their shareholders. Money returned to stock owners exceeded profits in the first quarter and may again in the third. The proportion of cash flow used for repurchases of stock has almost doubled over the last decade, while it slipped for capital investments. Buybacks have helped fuel one of the strongest rallies of the past 50 years, as stocks with the most repurchases gained more than 300% since March 2009. He's quoting Bloomberg now. The thing about that is, that's so crazy because companies are buying stocks just to boost them when they have nothing to back them up. GE, in order to paper over a net loss of $13.6 billion and declining revenues in the first quarter, said on April 10th that it would buy back $50 billion of its own shares. Let me read that to you again. GE, in order to paper over a net loss of $13.6 billion and declining revenues in the first quarter, said on April 10th that it would buy back $50 billion of its own shares. Now, of course, that's going to boost the stock price, and that's why the stock market is roaring and you can't get a job. These things are directly related. This is how the economy works right now. Just to suck as much blood from you as humanly possible, or as inhumanly possible, remember to call 877-500-5266, 2 minutes late. 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Really do need those calls from you right now. From Mother Jones, Patrick Caldwell writes that Hillary Clinton's campaign finance rhetoric appears to be aimed at the super PACs, the quasi-independent organizations that bolster campaigns by buying ads. But when it comes to the major funders behind her own presidential campaign, the Democratic frontrunner has yet to answer questions about how transparent she's willing to be. When Mother Jones questioned the Clinton camp about whether it will disclose the names and fundraising totals of the key supporters known as bundlers, who raise vast sums of cash, a spokesperson declined to provide an answer, saying only that the campaign was still figuring out its plans. The Clinton campaign plans to reward supporters who bundle at least $27,000 each with an invitation to a special campaign confab. And it goes on to say elsewhere in the article that all the major presidential candidates do that. What exactly are bundlers? Donations to campaigns from individuals are capped at $2,700 for the primary election and $2,700 for the general election, meaning donors can give up to $5,400 to a candidate over the entire cycle. Speaking for myself, have you got $5,400? Why not call KBOO?
Right. Yes. Good one, Teresa.
552-66.
Very good. I was going to do it if you didn't. 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM. Really?
90 seconds.
90 seconds. You can do it. Give us some more of your money, because that's what we need to keep you, to keep us on the air. We don't have commercials. We come by a couple times a year to ask you to help, to contribute. It's a contribution to your to knowledge. It's a contribution to your community radio station. We're a rare and a precious thing, because there's not many of us. 877-500-5266.
I really do believe, because of our news department, because of our attitude and our efforts by 500 people of all walks of life, that we are your best defense, or one of your best defenses, against the Jim Crow police state. And by joining us, you're doing what you can, at least in that little part of your life.
Radioactivism, friends, you can do it. 877-500-5266. You've got 2 minutes left. 877-500-5266.
Parafagering is ready, and I see him outside the door. Hell on Wheels Parafagering coming in next. 877-500-5266. Going out to you on 90.7 FM via the terrestrial transmitter and via KBOO.FM to all the ships at sea.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bread and Ink Cafe, located at 3610 Southeast Hawthorne, serving the community breakfast, lunch, and dinner for more than 30 years. Lunch was provided by Tandoor Kitchen, located at 406 Southwest Oak, serving North and South Indian dishes every day with choices for vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free diets. Dinner was provided by Atlas Pizza, located at 3570 Southeast Division Street, a locally owned neighborhood joint offering pizza, pinball, and cold beer since the spring of 2014.
Well, good morning, all you Empire fighters out there. This is Parafagering, and we have a real special guest today. Our guest is Richard.